This Easter, I have come up with three separate short meditations to share with you. Easter and Christmas are the two most difficult Sundays to preach on because people come all over the map, you know, from traditional churches and liberal churches and progressive churches or not from churches, but they're here because they're with their mom or their sister or whatever. So it doesn't work to have a sermon that fits everybody's experiences. So this morning, I think you'll find some different experiences in the meditations. The first one is actually a meditation of mine, and I would say that it's a Holy Saturday meditation the night before resurrection. And I wrote it in 2009 when I was working at Borderlinks, and things were really hard that year. And it seems like I say that every year, you know, that we have hard, that's the way life is. Our faith is predicated on loss, on violence and death. And yet we get up and go on, knowing that God rises within us and through us. But sometimes, I don't know about you, I don't feel ready for Easter morning, and I kind of rail against it. For a few years here, we sang this song about happy. I want to call the guy Farrell something, but I don't think his name's Farrell, but you know who I mean who sings that song. Who is it, Brian? Farrell? Okay. I put my spin on it. Anyway, I know you, and I know your hearts, and I know that you have people in the hospital who are on the verge of making big decisions, and you've got your own things going on. So this is a meditation that I wrote, dedicating it to Dean and Craig and to Lucille and to Renee and to everyone who's on the edge this Easter Sunday. It's a mix-up meditation between then and now. Oh God, I'm having trouble getting started today. I want to crawl back into bed where no one has any expectations of me but me and you. However, knowing that we are not easy to please and that you will be made manifest throughout my day, I dragged myself along, waiting for a wind to animate my limbs at least. The reading today was about fear, about our not letting fear stop us, and even that we should not be afraid, that perfect faith is not to have fear. I think that's nonsense, because I feel fearful and weary, not of what might come, but more of what might not, of missed opportunities, of love lost to sloth. My mind, too, moves sluggishly and gets snagged on this and that. I find myself making right and left turns on ideas before they've spun themselves out. I am so busy. Then a fragment of an idea floats across my consciousness, and I know it was lost in the space between conscious and unconscious. I am weary and afraid. I want to sleep through this part, yet my sleep is troubled by tidal waves and wars and conspiracies and confusion. I am sick to death of the story and want it to end differently. But everywhere I look, I see that it has the same old ending. But the resurrection is not always or even often so easy to see. The women are kept from the tomb. They oversleep for fear of being deported. They can't leave their homes. They get attacked on the way to the tomb. The men are swept up in the ways of war or are off training or drinking or hiding. In 1 week, we moved from the glory of Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, of the euphoric, we did it, moment of seeing him on his donkey, leading the people to peace. But before Sunday was over, we knew how the story would end. Our grief and fear were shoved to one side as we went through the motions of celebrating the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And we remember that Jesus wept. But the storm of sudden reversal approached, and we saw and we felt it in the distance, building, gathering strength to knock us off our feet on Thursday, to hold us down on Friday and Saturday, and to spit us out near dead ourselves from the weight and weight of it. I am weary and worn from the journey. I know that some of you are too. We've been through so many things together all these months on our way as the body and breath, hands and feet of Jesus in the world, life and death, justice and mercy and love and joy. We've seen miracles. We've failed together. We've gotten up and gone on together. We've lost love and hope, and we've gathered together with Jesus at his last hours, and we stand this morning on Easter morning knowing that it's time to get up and go on, that Jesus tells us, go and tell. As the story goes, Jesus rose from the dead, and we're to rise from our deadness as well. He will show himself to his disciples who were hidden in fear that the same thing would happen to them, or like Peter's shame that he betrayed his Savior. Yet Jesus came to breathe peace onto them, into them, and us. And Jesus sends peace through them and us out into the world, even if we are not ready for it. I do not feel the peace of Easter. I am still on the hard side of the cross. Today I see the crosses lining the roads of the world, and I fear for our people, for our earth, for our God. Today I gather with the women who sat at the front, at the foot of the cross, and saw our Savior executed, who rose with the dawn to go to the tomb and anoint and dress the body. The final blessing, to do what women do, that was the most we could do. Gather around yet another dead body, shot, hung, electrocuted, denied health care and education, sexually assaulted, martyred, overdosed, bullied. I am unsure of anything except my next right step. Gather the aromatic balms and meet up with others on the way to the tomb. One step, another, encouraging each other along the way. We can do this. We've got this. We must do this. I think of the part I played, how I got here, how I'm complicit in Jesus's being here today, the life gone out of him or her or them. I wonder what will become of them. What will become of those of us who follow him? How will we gather again when our community is shattered on Friday? I know Jesus expects something of me, of us, some heroic effort, some dangerous task. I don't know if I'm up to it. Do you know if you're up to it? But we can take the next right steps. And it's easier, it's better, together. I may not feel up to it today, but still I walk along with Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. We speak of those who turned on him, who betrayed him, who handed him over for execution, those who will hang him on the cross, those who hung with him on the cross, those like us who will stand watching in silent terror. I want a new ending to the story. I want another story. I want the scapegoating and the viciousness and the violence to stop. I do not want to end up at the foot of the cross again, or in the upper room, or on the road to Damascus. This year, I want Jesus to live. Our ministry is to go and anoint, to walk with, to serve, to get up and go on, to look for God rising, to hold God close as God suffers with us, to help God rise in the most desperate and lonely and discouraged people. All of this is our work together. Each of us is in a different place this morning. We come together to be the body and breath, hands and feet of Jesus in the world today. God is risen. Amen. The next reading comes from Mary Carr, Descending Theology, The Resurrection. From the far star points of his penned extremities, cold inched in, black ice and squid ink, till the hung flesh was empty, lonely in that void even for pain, he missed his splintered feet. He ached for two hands made of meat he could reach to the end of. In the corpse's core, the stone fist of his heart began to beat. And the corpse's core, the stone fist of his heart began to bang. On the stiff chest door, and breath spilled back into that battered shape. Now it's your limbs he comes to fill as warm water pours forth at birth, rivering every way. May it be so. And finally, a blessing from Jan Richardson. If you are looking for a blessing, Do not linger here. Here is only emptiness, a hollow husk where a blessing used to be. This blessing was not content in its confinement. It could not abide its isolation, the unrelenting silence, the pressing smell of death. And so, if it is a blessing that you seek, open your own mouth. Fill your lungs with air that this new morning brings, and then release it with a cry. Hear how the blessing breaks forth in your own voice, how your own lips form every word you never dreamed to say. See how the blessing circles back again, wanting you to repeat it, but louder. How it draws you, pulls you, sends you to proclaim its only word. Risen, risen, risen. Let us go and tell.